Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you're a fan of the Marvel comic universe, cosmic universe. The MCU, Marvel Comic Universe, is out with its latest installment, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It's playing in theaters. It's around the country. Is it worth your trip, worth your attention? Well, we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about a much better movie that is actually opening on HBO about a very different kind of superhero who survived incredible horrors during World War II and the Holocaust and went on to pursue a boxing career, unlikely boxing career, actually fought Rocky Marciano. It's a true story. That in a movie called The Survivor, and then another movie that I'm still trying to figure out called Escape the Field, about a group of strangers who wake up in a mysterious, cosmic, otherworldly cornfield that they cannot escape. We will get to all of that on the Michael Medved Show. We also are going to be talking about superheroes from 1,000 years ago. A lot of people have seen the excellent movie, as in my opinion, one of the better movies of the whole year, the movie The Northmen, which is about Vikings. And it's also very contemporary because right now, in terms of what's going on in the world, NATO is going to be strengthened phenomenally by the addition of Sweden and Norway and Finland, two great Nordic countries. So what is it about those countries? What is it about the Viking heritage? Nobody better to talk to about that than the author of the best-selling book, The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. His name is Arthur Herman. He is a fellow of the Hudson Institute, and he's also going to be talking to us at this moment about defending NATO, including those new Nordic members, defending NATO with better anti-missile systems. Arthur, that's a long introduction, but you're a man of many interests and many focuses and profound accomplishment. So, welcome.
Well, that's a marvelous introduction. Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and always happy to talk about things relating to matters Nordic. And
well, again,
the big change that's taking place now with NATO, with this shift northward, I think is going to be hugely, hugely significant, especially for NATO, but also for the United States, if you think about what they bring to the table as two nations that that know what it's like to have Russia as a neighbor, and who are I think have been waiting a long time for them to become part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah, and I believe we were talking about this yesterday that Finland, little Finland, which is less than 5 million population, is the only country in the history of the world that has ever turned back a Russian invasion. Russia is known for turning back invasions by Napoleon and by Hitler. But in terms of actually a little country turning back a Russian invasion, that winter war that Finland waged is unique, right?
It is. I mean, we have to be precise. The Russians did finally win in the sense that conflict in 1939 when they brought their full weight to bear, and when the Finns, unlike Ukrainians, had no significant outside help in their sort of David versus Goliath confrontation with the Russians. But boy, did they give the Red Army a very hard time for 2 or 3 months there in the winter of 1939. And at the same time, like today's Ukraine, they really earned the admiration of the world for being able to stand up to a power which had assumed that they would simply roll over the Finns in a matter of weeks. And it didn't quite turn out that way. But, you know, the other thing to keep in mind about this, Michael, is that the Finns have this extraordinary record in the 20th century, and that is that they fought wars against Russia not once, but not twice, but three times. The war that won them their independence in 1919, the Winter War of 1939, which you just referenced, that in the end they had to capitulate to the superior Soviet strength, but still they really broke the spirit of the Red Army and encouraged others to realize that it was not the powerhouse that people had imagined. And then again in 1945, when they fought the Soviets again and managed to hold on to their independence when they were caught between both the Nazis on one side and the Soviets on the other. It's an extraordinary story, extraordinary nation, extraordinary people. And I think by becoming a member of NATO, they are really going to add a measure of strength and determination and resolution that, frankly, has been kind of missing from European members of NATO up until very recently.
1-800-955-1776, our phone number. When you look at the Nordic nations, what people refer to as Scandinavia, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and Iceland, those five nations, I mean, they always dominate. I mean, they just did a list of the happiest nations in the world, and all of the Nordic mm-hmm. nations were in the top ten, and with Finland yep. number one. And given the fact that you can have what's kind of forbidding weather for most of the year and still come out as rated one of the happiest nations in the world, what is it about the common heritage of these Nordic nations that has allowed them to become so successful in virtually every measure?
Well, I mean, they really hit above their weight, don't they? And they have for centuries. And they continue to astonish us in terms of what countries with, you know, very meager natural resources, crappy climate, you know, dark for, what, 5 months out of the year every winter. And then at the same time as well, having languages which are distinct from each other and are really not shared with the rest of the world in any kind of broad sense. And I think my book, The Viking Heart, which you mentioned at the beginning of our interview, the Viking Heart is really my attempt to explain what is the Scandinavian secret. And I think that what I would have to conclude, and that I hope readers, when they finish the book, will conclude as well, is that it's this extraordinary combination, on the one hand, of a strong sense of community, which develops in a kind of climate and a geography like Scandinavia, where survival in those incredibly harsh winters is a matter of group survival. You have to work together in order to survive in a world like that, in an ecosystem like that. So on the one hand, very strong sense of community values, community solidarity, from the family up to the nation, but at the same time, of a willingness to allow individuals to follow their own path, because you understand that it is the bold and entrepreneurial individuals who set out, as they did in the age of the Vikings, set out in their longships to venture out to bring back the resources the community needs to survive and to thrive.
Yeah, they got on those primitive ships all the way to North America, and then on the other side to the Mediterranean, to Constantinople. We will get to more with Arthur Herman coming up. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, my pleasure to be speaking to Arthur Herman of the Hudson Institute. He is the author of a new book. It is a bestseller. It is coming out in paperback next month. The book is called The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. And you point out that back in January, of this year, you wrote about how Sweden and Finland joining NATO, which now looks like it will happen, would create huge opportunities, and that would also help to deter Putin. Why would Putin care particularly about these two nations? Sweden, a population of 10 million. Finland, a population of less than 5 million. Why would that matter so much to Vladimir Putin?
Well, it matters to him, I think, for a couple of reasons. Number one is the expansion of NATO on Putin's northern flank is not the outcome that he expected to have happen from his threatened and then invasion of Ukraine. He assumed that this was going to break the spirit of NATO, that other countries would be apprehensive about drawing close to NATO because they wouldn't want to be exposed to the, you know, the Russian military juggernaut. Well, guess what? The juggernaut turns out to have very wobbly wheels and is now pretty much stuck in a conflict which now Ukraine looks like they might win. But even at the time, and I wrote that piece, as you noticed, Michael, before the invasion of Ukraine, is that the Baltic region is one of the key vulnerabilities for Russia in a strategic sense. Because if you have both Sweden and Finland becoming NATO and therefore pro-Western, pro-U.S. Allies, you have basically turned the Baltic Sea into a NATO lake, because the other Baltic republics, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, are all also NATO members. What this means is that you are able to put the squeeze on St. Petersburg, on the Russian enclave in what used to be Königsberg, facing onto the Baltic, puts enormous pressure to bear on Russia's traditional window onto the West, which was why St. Petersburg was founded in the first place. But there's also another aspect of this too, Michael, that I don't think Americans think about very much, but we're going to have to start thinking about it a lot. And that is that the Arctic, thanks to climate change, has now become increasingly a navigable sea, and is going to become another important strategic area for geopolitical competition, particularly with Russia. And to have those countries that face onto the Arctic will also give us a chance to give NATO a chance to have yet another front to distract and to make Putin hesitate about moves and that he takes in other kinds of directions, and to make him realize the degree to which this war in Ukraine really has become a major overreach and colossal blunder for both the survival of his regime, but also for Russia's place in the balance of power in Europe. I think what we can say now is that the balance of power in Europe is now shifting steadily westward to NATO, thanks to the invasion, and Sweden and Finland joining NATO will simply, I think, tip the balance even more to the West's favor. Not the outcome that Putin expected, I can tell you.
Well, thank goodness for that. And one of the things that no one expected, but should have probably, is Putin threatening the world with nuclear weapons. You have been talking about defensive missile technology, protection against nuclear attack. You've been talking about that for years. Should Americans speed up the process of the kind of research and development for defensive weapons, a new kind of defensive weapons that you've been talking about?
I think so. I think if we, and this applies not just in the Russian case, it applies to Iran, it applies to North Korea, it applies to any nation which has developed ballistic missile technology that's capable of delivering nuclear weapons. What we have to understand is that if we are going to rely solely on ground-based systems to protect ourselves from ballistic missile attack, We are selling ourselves short from a defensive point of view, a deterrence point of view. That airborne missile defense, which means a missile defense that relies on what we call unmanned vehicles or drones. The technology is there. It's waiting to be developed and deployed. That kind of technology can give us that extra layer of protection and security that not only helps to protect the United States, our homeland, from long-range ballistic missile attacks, but can also protect NATO countries from ballistic missile blackmail. It can protect countries in East Asia, like Japan and South Korea and Taiwan, from similar threats. And will make dictators, people like Putin and like Kim Jong-un, think twice about the way in which they're able to threaten the world with their missiles of destruction. And this is, I think, the degree to which we need to really think about a multi-layer missile defense for ourselves, for our allies, has got to be part of our future defense strategy and defense priorities in the next decade or so. Otherwise, we're missing a huge opportunity. And I think also, Michael, opening us up to dangers that we just don't really need to face and can't afford to face.
Again, when you talk about some of the hostile actors in the world, it's obvious that one of the blessings for the United States is we have the right allies. I mean, most of the admirable countries on Earth are clear allies of the United States, and it's a time to think about that. One of the stunning news stories, which you haven't covered yet from today, is that apparently the World Health Organization is now saying that the number of deaths from COVID-19 were underestimated by two-thirds. It was actually three times the number of deaths, and most of that is because they missed some 5 million estimated deaths in India. That's not what Arthur Herman's work is about. His book is The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. What about conquering the movie world? We'll be back with that and with more political consequences on the Supreme Court coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Turn it up, turn it up, a little bit higher. Radio, turn it up, turn it up.
Well, thank you, Van Morrison, for turning up the radio. And for those of you who were with the show earlier today, at the very beginning of the show, where you may have been compelled to turn up your radio, we now understand it was a satellite problem. This wasn't my fault. It wasn't Jeremy's fault. It had to be Putin. Had to be Putin. Or maybe it was the pedophiles in control of the... But it was some disaster involving the satellite that gets our show all over the country. And I apologize to you for... My wife was trying to listen, and Jay actually mentioned how annoying the malfunction was, for which we profoundly apologize. But speaking of malfunction, the reaction by Democrats today to the Roe v. Wade apparent overturning, and we don't even have the final text of the Supreme Court decision, and everybody has agreed there will be changes. And so people who are happy about the Supreme Court decision, hold on. I don't think the decision will change. I don't think anybody's vote is going to change on the court, but I think some of the wording is going to be altered and maybe clarified. And that's a good thing, because one of the things that is most characteristic even of what I've read so far, what exists now in Justice Alito's writing, is it's very clear and very forceful and very definitive. But the reaction of Democrats, well, as you can imagine, they've reacted with great enthusiasm. Clip 8.
War has been declared on the American woman.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
We are not going back.
Yeah, they're trying to criminalize our bodies. Yes, they're trying to move toward states' rights, and we all know what states' rights means.
Not ever!
Not ever!
Never!
A
Our founding fathers didn't recognize abortion as a fundamental right because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist, jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all.
The 50 years of rights, the decades of precedent that has just been spit on and thrown away in this draft opinion.
No one is safe. Overturning Roe will be a mass criminalization event.
Not ever!
And honestly, at this point, I think we're all right to question the legitimacy of the court.
These justices are acting like this is somehow something that they have the right to change. They do not have the right to change this. They don't care about those women. What they care about is imposing their extremist view on the rest of the country.
The decision would be an abomination.
An abomination. And there's more... Again, what I don't understand is on something like this, I understand that this is not what many people in the country wanted. But I also understand that they have been the subjects of misinformation, disinformation. The idea that no abortions will be available after June when this decision comes out, it is ridiculous. What this does, it throws the regulation of this particular medical procedure back to the states. And there will be states that are already pro-choice, that have already legalized abortion, and there were 20 states that already legalized abortion before Roe. There's not going to be a change. And again, this is a Joy Reid on MSNBC, and she's a bright person. Why does she sound like this? I mean, really? Listen to clip 7.
A lot of Republicans hectoring Ketanji Brown Jackson, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, about originalism. If you go back to the original conception of this country, first of all, Melissa and I weren't even people, so forget about us, right? But even women who were white women were considered absolutely the property and ward of their husband to be transferred to their husband. Even any property, women didn't even inherit property. Whatever they had went right to the husband. And an unmarried woman was most likely to be burned as a witch. Most people who were burned as witches were often unmarried or widows, people who were untethered to a man, which is the only thing that grounded even white women in humanity. So if you are an originalist, you essentially want to go back to that original conception of women.
Okay, basically, when she's talking about the people who were burned for being single women, in terms of the records that we have, and we have pretty good records, because the Brits, America grew up as a number of British colonies, it's true, but the Brits were pretty good at keeping records, always have been obsessed with that. There were 20 people, 18 women and two men who were killed in the Salem witch trials. None of them were burned. That didn't happen. One was sort of pressed under a series of logs and boulders and pressed to death. That was one of the guys. But this is not to say the Salem witch trials were a good thing or it was okay. They're talking about the 1690s. You're talking about a very long time ago. But what's most hateful about this is Joy Reid totally distorting the meaning of originalism. Originalism doesn't mean that we believe that everything that existed in the past was better, or that we have to go back to the past, or that we want to go back to reinstituting slavery or reinstituting the idea of women as chattel. I mean, how ridiculous all that is. What originalism means is that if you have a law or a constitution, no matter how long ago that law was written, you have to try to understand what the words mean. And part of the way that Ketanji Brown Jackson was emphasizing it, she said that the way she looks at text is you have to try to understand the original intention of the people who wrote those laws, or the people who wrote that constitution. And one of the reasons that I was positively impressed, frankly, by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is because she was sounding like an originalist. What an originalist, and the importance of it is this. If you want to avoid the idea of having 9 appointed people who serve for a lifetime, if they want to, and have accountability basically to nobody. They don't face the voters on a regular basis. If you want to base this simply on the emotions or the decisions or the inclinations of those individuals, then you don't have a democracy. The whole idea is that that basically, if you are going to overrule something that a legislature has passed, either state legislature or Congress, you need to have some power behind you. And the only power can be the words, or if they're not words, they are the deeply rooted in the nation's traditions. A right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions. That's part of Justice Alito's decision. Here's how Scalia, Justice Antonin Scalia, may his memory be a blessing, defined and defended originalism. He said, "My burden is not to show that originalism is perfect, but that it beats the other alternatives, and that, believe me, is not difficult. Originalism suggests that the Constitution has a static meaning. Of course, its provisions have to be applied to new phenomena like the radio and the internet, but it is essential to originalism, as it is not to so-called evolutionary constitutional jurisprudence, to know the original meaning of those constitutional provisions. I deny the premise that law has nothing to do with historical inquiry," Scalia said. Historical inquiry has nothing to do with the law, only if the original meaning of those laws is irrelevant. Never is. We'll be right back with some relevant big new movies, including Doctor Strange, the latest from the Marvel comic universe, coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Marion gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sabbath in Jewish tradition, basically you talk about Sabbath peace, but the other aspect that you want to encourage is Sabbath perspective. Looking at all the travails and the arguments and the intensity that you go through during the week and putting it in a more long-term perspective in terms of what matters most. And no, movies don't matter most, but they can sometimes touch on some of those ideas. So the very latest from Hollyweird. Okay, there is a big new film. Well, I don't know how big it is. It's playing in select theaters, and it's going to be available for rent on multiple streaming services. It's a movie called Escape the Field, which is kind of an intriguing title, and it's an intriguing premise. There's six strangers who all wake up. They don't know where they fell asleep. They don't know what happened to them, but they all wake up in a huge cornfield. And this is like the ultimate corn maze. They can't get out. Each one is given some implement, a jar of water for one, a knife, a gun for another, a compass for another. And what is this, a game? Is it a game by scientists, by aliens, by what? Listen.
Where am I?
I have no idea. I just woke up in this field. Now here we are. Come on out.
This doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make... How did we get here?
What did you find? Matches. She's got a knife and a compass.
We need water.
The foot. Front. You think we've found something by now?
Whatever that thing is, it's coming for us next.
Okay, that thing, never fully identified. And the characters are trying to figure out what exactly the danger is. And so is the audience. I mean, it's one of those things where this is a very well-directed film. It features a fine cast that is working well together with a lot of people you've never heard of. But you will hear of them because it's a gifted cast and a well-done film, and it has some chills and thrills. But it never answers its own questions, which can be deeply, deeply frustrating. It's rated R. There are some close-ups of wounds and punctures and horrible deaths and things that the sensitive among us, this means you, Jeremy,
will not want to see. 2.5 stars, 2.5 stars for the R-rated Escape the Field. Again, it'll be available on multiple streaming services and many theaters. The big movie for release this week is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is a follow-up to the previous Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch plays the title character who finds out, meeting a new character to the Marvel Universe, that there is a way to go from one universe to another. The problem in the film is that all those universes kind of look the same as the one we live in. I mean, the big change is they go to one universe where red means go and green means stop. That's about as profound as it gets in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Listen.
Wanda.
Highness, sooner or later you'd show up. I made mistakes, and people were hurt.
I'm not here to talk about Westview.
Then what are you here for?
I need your help.
With what?
What do you know about the multiverse?
I hope you understand. The greatest threat to our universe is you.
Okay. There's no greatest threat here at all. And in fact, the film, it becomes tiresome very quickly. It has wonderful special effects, I'll grant you that. Except they're so repetitive, and Doctor Strange rises up, and he goes down, and he can fly, and he has a magical cape. He corrects people. He says it's actually a cloak. And at some point, Wanda Maximoff, making another appearance here, the Scarlet Witch, becomes a source for evil, and she goes from one universe where she's a mother, sort of a mopey mother, into being a dopey demon. And none of this is followable, even if you've seen every single previous Avenger film or Doctor Strange film. This is the least appealing superhero ever in the Marvel Universe. And again, the differences between the different universes that people are going to, they have the same kind of special effects. It includes a lot of flying and sending bolts of light of many colors at different people. Director Sam Raimi has a gift for special effects, and they are enough to give this 1.5 stars. It's rated PG-13. But really, it's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Badness. This certainly would be a contender for one of the worst of the Marvel films so far. But who knows? They could even outdo it in the future. And also, there's a film called The Survivor. This is on HBO Max. And it's a comeback film for Barry Levinson, who you may remember did Diner. He did a wonderful film called Avalon, which is also about an immigrant Jewish family, and it's a pretty good film. And he did Rain Man. Now he's back with this film starring Ben Foster, and who is absolutely wonderful and amazing, playing a Polish young man who is sent to Auschwitz, nearly starved to death, and in fact he lost and then gained back about 60 pounds. But he was a boxer, and that was found out by one of the German, and it's a true story, by one of the German officers at Auschwitz, and he had to fight for his life because the penalty of losing a bout that they would stage among inmates at Auschwitz, the penalty of losing a bout would be death. He, through most of the movie, is in America right after the war, trying to reconnect with a lost love from before the war. That sounds like this.
Harry Half, I'm a journalist. I covered your fight. I'm interested in your story.
Nobody knows my story. I'm the survivor of Auschwitz.
I will plaster your story all over the East Coast.
It says that you made a deal to survive by fighting.
To fight. To fund me. I'm no longer get up.
Yeah, he made a deal to survive by fighting. And then eventually he is hoping to achieve his dream in America, where he's had some success as a boxer. He wants to fight Rocky Marciano, who was on his way to the championship, and the real Harry Haft actually did. Part of what's remarkable about this film is it's based on a book by the main character's son, Alan, who he wrote about his father and how about his father was haunted by the experiences at Auschwitz. Those are done in black and white. The rest of the film is in handsome color. And what's amazing about this is that both worlds are compelling. With deep sympathy for a very troubled and unhappy character, emphasis on his wife and his family and more, it's all deeply touching and very difficult to forget some of the images. Among Holocaust movies, this would rank high in terms of emotional impact, particularly seen at the end where a group of survivors and immigrants to the United States in the 40s sing God Bless America in Yiddish. Very moving scene, very moving film. 3 stars. It's rated a very hard R for a great deal of extremely tough material, but consider the subject matter. We are going to be talking about different subject matter, very different, on Monday with one hopes and prays no satellite interruptions or any other problems at all. But we will talk about an enduring problem, which is homelessness, and a leading Seattle liberal, very prominent guy, has had the courage to say that homelessness is a mental health problem, not so much a housing problem. In other words, rather than house our neighbors, which is the name of a new initiative on the Seattle ballot that they're trying to place, we should be talking about hospitalize our neighbors. We'll also talk about the public's view of the economy. It's the worst in a decade, according to a new poll, despite all the good news about unemployment and wages. Why? What's going on? You'll find out next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.